everyone, is Dr. Kevin Elko with this Monday morning cup of inspiration. Been doing something really, really different with motivation as I start working with football teams and the Tide getting ready for this year. Watch this phrase. I want you to start using it with the Cup Nation. Give your feelings directions. During World War II, one of the biggest challenges was keeping your ammo dry, your ammunition. And what would happen is a lot of the soldiers would take paper, wrap around their ammunition, and put wax on the outside to keep their ammunition dry. Vesta Stout had two sons in the military, and this concerned her. She wanted her sons safe. And she stayed concerned. That's the phrase. She went to her boss at the time, said, I have an idea that can keep ammunition dry. I want to get it, do it, make it for my sons. Give your feelings directions. Stay concerned. See, this is a little bit different than I'm going to change what I can change, accept what I can't. It's like, I want to change what I can't accept. She went to her boss and said, I've got this idea to keep ammunition dry for my sons. He didn't get it. She sent the idea to the President of the United States because she stayed concerned. President Roosevelt, he did get it. It was developed, it was used, it kept ammunition dry, and it's called duct tape. What concerns you about your life, about your family's life, about being a blessing? Keep that feeling alive and let it direct you to make a difference. Talk to it. Give your feelings directions, especially when it comes to going and blessing others. This is Dr. Kevin Elko with the Monday morning cup of inspiration. Stay concerned and give those feelings directions.